We've got Colonel Craig Roberts with us. Again, 5 years Marine Corps. Also in Vietnam, holiday credit sniper, best-selling author on that subject and many others. We'll give you his website before he leaves us. We just went live on PrisonPlanet.tv. Tommy Chung to talk about the police state, the phony drug war, will be joining us in 30 minutes. I knew about this about a week ago, and Ventura, after he told me, said, now don't tell anybody. And I said, of course not. He's on tomorrow for an hour with us. But he said soon it would be out. Well, it is out, and I know some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. But we'll talk about it tomorrow. This is up on Yahoo News. Governor Jesse Ventura working on a new project for True TV to investigate conspiracy theories. And, of course, we woke him up to the fact that 9/11 was an inside job. He's coming down here for a speech with myself and Willie Nelson later next month. But before the show ends, I'll give you some details of that. Steve Watson has more of the details. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net right now. In fact, I know a lot more than is in this article, but I'm not going to say anything, really, until Ventura is on tomorrow. But I will tell you this. I was pitched by the same group a year ago to do – you've seen that trailer online? I forget the name of the show. They created a little mini pilot. It was called Conspiracy Nation. And I'm going to – John, Google that, Alex Jones, Conspiracy Nation. And later I want to play that little one-minute trailer from that internal pilot they made. But, hey, I'm glad. I mean, Jesse Ventura, I've been thinking, man, this got to be great with a TV show doing this. So I'm just glad that that is going on, that did happen. This is Time Warner is putting this out, by the way. They know that's where the, quote, market is. And that goes what we were just saying, Colonel Roberts, that this is mainstream now. The New World Order, mainline, people know it was true, know we're right. People now know we told them the truth. I don't see how the New World Order is going to get away with this when even mainline TV is doing shows about it, Dud. Colonel Roberts?
Well, you know, it's absolutely incredible. It's, you know, it's almost insulting that we have several things going on in the world. If you get on the internet and you look at news sources overseas and you see what's really going on in the world and you can start putting all these things together, then you go back to our own news sources and it's all been censored out. You know, all the news that's fit to print according to them. And so the American public out here that only watches the three or four main networks or listens to two or three places on radio, they don't get the picture of what's going on. So obviously, if it's not in that 2 second blurb up there on TV, it didn't happen. And you go to talk to these people, as you and I do, and several, and a lot of your listeners do, and we say, look, you know, did you hear about this? This is what's going down. It's already happened. And they look at you and say, no. That can't be. It couldn't happen here. Couldn't happen in this country. I don't know how many times I've heard that it can't happen in this country. And yet it's been happening incrementally for a long time. Now, that's called Fabian socialism. Fabian socialism is you take a society or a country one little step at a time. You don't go kicking the door in and rush in with all your guns and shoot the place up. And that's what they've been doing it. They've been doing it in the legislature, they've been doing it in the UN, and they've been doing it on the local level with a lot of your cities getting away with things that are totally unconstitutional. So just taking private property away from somebody so they can build a hotel on it because it generates more property tax, that sort of thing. And then turning around in our courts back up the illegal operations of your local governments. So we've got a court renegade system out there that's gone amok. We've got a Supreme Court that is a toss-up. It's a roulette wheel. You never know where that thing's going to land. We've got a federal government right now made up of nothing but special interest groups like this giant Portuguese man-of-war that has all these different tentacles of different links that that hang down. And they all have their own agendas, and they're all using the same power of our money against us. And it's all coming home to roost as we speak.
All right, stay there. Stay there. We're going to come back to Colonel Craig Roberts after this quick break. I'm going to skip the 20 after break for internet listeners because I don't want to waste any time. I want to get back in what we were talking about at the end of the last hour, the plan for martial law, how that will unfold.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med, Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Colonel Craig Roberts, our guest for another 20 minutes. The Tommy Chong scheduled to be popping in. Got two big guests coming up tomorrow. One of them, Jesse Ventura, about the new TV show he's working on. There's a lot more than just that, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Let's go back to Colonel Craig Roberts and talk about the really serious issues of the criminal banking system trying to bankrupt the United States. We're getting into martial law. They want to use the military and police. They've tried to train them. They've got the microwave guns, the sound cannons. They've got a certain percentage that'll do it, but a lot of them are waking up now. And so the federal government's openly said, we will use foreigners, but not just Mexican, Canadian, UN troops, as they've stated publicly. We've given the evidence of that earlier. But I want to recap that, Colonel Roberts, because a lot of folks just now joined us. What about the fact that they're hiring all these illegal aliens for the Army? What about the fact they're hiring aggravated felons for the military? I mean, that's all admitted. So they're also doing what Stalin did there. Break all that down for us.
When you have to resort to taking people who are, known criminals, have felony records, and if you have to take people who aren't even Americans, that they come across the border illegally and you end up putting them in the military, then that's an indicator you've got a serious problem with your retention and with your strength. During the Vietnam War, they had to resort to the draft. And they also, we had Canadians that came across and joined the Marines and served with us with great distinction. But when I went to boot camp in Los Angeles, I was on a Greyhound bus where there was three of us, I think, that did not have what was known as a choice. And the choice was from a judge that you're going to go to the state penitentiary at Chino or you're going to join the Marine Corps. The judge gave these guys, and they elected joining the Marine Corps, most of them East L.A. street gang type guys, and they ended up joining the Marine Corps and going to boot camp. So the precedent had already been set. We call it the dirty dozen mindset. You go to the prison, you give these guys a chance to get out of prison to go die for their country type deal. Well, when we start doing that, that's an indicator that, A, we don't have enough of our own people enlisting or re-enlisting to maintain the troop levels we want, or B, there's something else afoot that kind of stinks, and that could be a situation where we need to get people in that owe us more than they owe anybody else, so they're going to do what we tell them to do no matter what. And those are the ones I would be afraid of. Those are the ones who might be ordered to shoot Americans at a roadblock and do so. What have they got to lose? They're trying to get citizenship. They're trying to get benefits. They're trying to get something else. They're trying to stay out of prison, whatever it is. They would go along with that mindset. Now, that's a minority of people in the military right now, but you never know what could happen in the future. On the police side of the house, I've talked to police officers from California to Tennessee, and with the mindset basically is the officers that are about 35 years old and older are seeing all of this happen and understanding what's going on and getting on board and learning more and educating themselves and talking to other people and getting more concerned, where those below 35, especially those in their 20s, they're not quite there yet. They're the babes in the woods. They're still going along with the yes or three bags full, and they're still in what we call the Wyatt Earp syndrome. You know, I got a badge and a gun, I'll enforce the law and obey orders and that sort of thing. And their scope hasn't focused out yet to see what's really going on in the world. So I kind of take those guys with a grain of salt because they haven't matured yet into the politics outside of their own police department or outside of their own city or county. Another problem that I've seen going on, though, that's worried me, and we've talked about this one before, is cross-deputization. Now, cross-deputization is when you have a state and a county and a city and a federal government and the tribal police all become deputized in their various organizations to where they can enforce any law they want any place they go, and it's the same as the guy that has jurisdiction there. In other words, it's a multi-jurisdictional situation. And it's going to end up at the point where we're going to have a federal police force, a uniformed federal police force, even though it may say the California Highway Patrol or the Houston Police Department or something like that on the guy's shoulder, he'll have another patch or he'll have another ID card that will show him that he can be a federal marshal or a...
Well, that's already happening. I mean, that's already going on, and it's federalized radios. They put in these local regional command centers with the National Guard right next door and everything fused in together.
Well, and they're pulling it all together under the guise of Homeland Security because they couldn't make it work under FEMA like they wanted to. FEMA was a disaster. So now they're pulling it together under Homeland Security. And, you know, it just makes me ill to think that you've got the same people doing the same thing that would represent my police department and TSA. As far as I'm concerned, TSA is a total disaster. I call them the airport Nazis. It's another situation of overreaction to something by the federal government, but in the end they created bureaucracy with police powers that is totally terrifying. You lose when you walk into an airport today, for instance, you lose the First Amendment, you lose the Second Amendment, you lose the Fifth Amendment, you lose everything. When you walk into that airport, you can't say anything, you can't have a bad look on your face or you'll get profiled, you can't complain about anything.
Now they're putting brain scanners not just in the airports but on the streets. And they make you walk through systems that scan your naked body. Those are now going on the streets, not just airports.
Well, and on top of that, you know, we're going the same direction as they did in England, in the UK. And I just read this morning, as a matter of fact, about the crime rate in the UK, especially in London, has skyrocketed since the British public has basically become disarmed. But their excuse was, well, we think we've got some good video imagery of the murderers. There's three of them. We think we've got some good video imagery of them. Well, whoop-de-doo. That doesn't put them in jail, and it didn't save the guy's life that's lying there bleeding in the street. But the cameras in England are supposed to solve everything. So what are we doing? We're following this down the same direction. We're putting cameras all over the place. Now, I had a phone call the other day from somebody that said, hey, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we've got cameras on the intersections of every major street now. Who owns those cameras? What are they looking at? And so I said, well, you know, I never even thought about it, but I'll check in it because I don't live in Tulsa anymore. I moved out of there and moved to the country when it was when I thought it was a good time to do so. But I started making some phone calls, and I called the police department, and they didn't know. They're not our cameras. They belong to the Department of Transportation or the city or somebody. So I called the city street department. No, they're not ours. I called all around. Finally, everybody that seemed to know said, well, we think they're Department of Transportation cameras. And I went, well, what are they doing on our traffic lights? And what are they looking for? What are they looking at? What are they for? Well, no one could answer that question. So I guess if you go up to the state capitol and find whoever's responsible, you can get an answer. But we're seeing this all over the country right now. Well, what does it do? It makes citizens paranoid. I've heard people say, well, you know, when it comes down to it, I'll just take my shotgun out there and start shooting those cameras off the tops of the poles. Well, when people start thinking about that, you know we've got some problems. And these are the average people. These aren't people that belong to a militia. These aren't people who would normally go out and break the law. They're just average people who have had enough. They're fed up. And they're tired of big brotherism, and they really, Americans really hate people prying in our private business. But it's getting worse all the time, and I think it's a spring that sooner or later is going to be compressed to the point to where it flashes back, and it's going to be a big surprise. That's when there'll be federal government entities step in and say, we have public unrest, we've got to stop civil disturbances here, these people can't get away with this, we're the boss, they aren't, you know, I mean, totally backwards on that. And that's when we're going to start seeing military-type reaction to it in the form of martial law.
Well, again, the elite running the planet are criminal. They are out of control. And they're using the police state to try to guard themselves from prosecution from their past crimes, and they want to use a police state apparatus to further consolidate their control. And we better get control of our local governments now. We better educate our mayors and people now, because a few years ago they wouldn't listen. Now they are listening. I talk about the Austin police chief, you know. I thought he was putting me on behind the scenes and on air saying he's a fan of the show and believes a lot of it. But then I found out people that know him separately at parties and behind the scenes at TV stations and radio stations, he's doing Alex Jones imitations and talking about me constantly. So I guess he's waking up. And I mean, if I was a police chief and I knew about the stuff, I would be thinking about it all the time. I mean, I see that all over the country with police. As much as I bash them for violating the Constitution, I think at the end of the day, they realize that it is this country they owe allegiance to, and the bad guys are in control of the government, just like Hitler was in control of Germany.
Well, you know, Alex, I'm an old X-Files junkie. I really like that show. But there was, every once in a while, they come up with a real jewel. And one of the things that they said in there was, trust no one. I don't know if you ever watched it or remember. It says, trust no one.
No, I remember.
One of the deals. Well, when it comes to chiefs of police, that is the theme. Don't trust a single chief of police out there until you get to know him personally, like you did with this guy.
I'm not even saying he's perfect. I didn't trust him until I heard behind-the-scenes stuff. The point is that they're waking up. They're paying attention.
Well, yeah, that one way or the other. They're getting on board one way or the other, slowly but surely. But you've got to understand, and I'm talking, when I say you, I mean, I'm talking.
They may be getting on board because they've been told to be friendly.
Well, I've told you, here's the way it works. There are chiefs of police organizations out there. There's the Major Chiefs Association. There's the National Chiefs Association. There's several others that they belong to, and they're like clubs, and they all share stuff, and they all come under different federal grant monies and so on and so forth. And what they do is they get together, and most police chiefs of any major city is going to be a political appointee. He's going to be under the, you know, serve at the discretion.
No, I agree. You've got to watch police chiefs a lot more than the average cop, because that's who's going to be infiltrated.
And well, most of your police chiefs organizations are very left-wing. They're very liberal. They're very socialist. And you have to be very careful. They're anti-Second Amendment. They're anti-First Amendment. I mean, there's so many things that a lot of these chiefs fall in that they wouldn't get picked for that position if they weren't that way. If you get a good conservative right-wing police chief, he's the odd man out. You don't see that very much. Now, you'll see that in the sheriffs because they're elected by the people. There's a lot of good right-wing sheriffs out there. There's a lot of good American patriotic home.
And by right-wing, you mean paleo-conservative.
Yeah, I'm talking true conservative America.
Yeah, we're going to skip this break for the InfoWars stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv folks. Everybody else will be back in 4 minutes, and we appreciate everybody tuning in, all the sponsors and support. We'll continue with Colonel Craig Roberts. Got about 10 minutes left with him today. It's always great having him. We got to have him back sooner to continue talking about all this as it unfolds.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 30th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 886. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $9,11.88, $455.94 for a half ounce, and $227.97 for a quarter ounce. That's $9,11.88, $455.94, and $227.97.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Final segment with Colonel Craig Roberts. I've got to get him up a lot sooner. He was getting into the Rothschilds, panicking the stock exchange, basically putting out the disinfo that Napoleon had won the war to consolidate. And it's through these crashes these elites have the power, and the Rothschilds are the same elite that we had then that we have today. Finishing up with that, Colonel Craig Roberts.
Well, and so here's Rothschild back there acting like they're all gloom and doom. Well, all these people are selling their stock and bonds in the Bank of England. And, well, somebody's buying it up. And at the end of the day, here comes this other writer up, and he, I'm sorry, it was another writer, but it wasn't a Rothschild courier. It was a British Army officer, and he throws the door open, walks in and says, God bless the king. Wellington is the victor at Waterloo. And everybody looked around like, my God, what have I done? And they, what they did is they sold their country down the drain because they panicked. And they and because they panicked. And
I mean, isn't this the definition of fire in the theater to have the Secretary of the Treasury, the President, the Democratic leaders, the Republican leaders running around saying, depression, depression, if you don't do what we want, then they hammer the market, you know, through the plunge protection team, drive it down. I mean, this is pure terrorism. People can debate whether 9/11 was an inside job, but there's no doubt this economic terrorism, stealing over $1.2 trillion yesterday, biggest one day drop in history of the Dow. I mean, that's terrorism, isn't it, Colonel?
Well, in my mind, it is, because it's political terrorism, it's mental terrorism, it's fear.
What's the definition of terrorism?
It's instilling fear for political purposes. And
so,
that's what they're doing.
Yeah, unbelievable. And it's fooling some people. They're saying, okay, I don't want to lose my 401k and my pension. I guess I'll be for the bailout. And then they sign the blank check. As Bloomberg reports, it's really $5 trillion.
Well, the whole thing is a shift of power. And it's creating a debt that the average taxpayer out here is expected to pay for.
Yeah, it's the illusion that we owe it and that they, the bankers that engineered it, are the saviors. I got to have you back sooner rather than later, Colonel, because so much is happening. Let me set you up in the next few weeks to come on the radio show as this unfolds. In closing, give out your website. I know you're a best-selling author, but you've kind of gotten out of that business. You've got a few of your books still left in your shopping cart. Tell us how we get them.
Go to riflewarrior.com. Rifle as in gun, warrior as in soldier, all one word. Riflewarrior.com, and it's all out there in the open. Nothing's hidden.
Well, my friend, we really appreciate you. Riflewarrior.com, and would you personally ask the military and police to? I know most of them have already done it and found out we're telling the truth, but those that are on the fence, they need to look at what we're saying, don't they?
Well, and I think more and more all the time, because it's pretty obvious. It's right in their face right now, and it's affecting them and their pensions and their plans for the future.
Well, they just better figure out crooks run the government or they're going to win. And people may not like my delivery style, but I've just tried my best to warn people, and now we're not talking about it coming. We're in the middle of it, exactly as we said it would unfold. Colonel Roberts, thank you for coming on with us.
We'll see you next time.
You bet. Take care. There goes Colonel Craig Roberts. All right, we're scheduled to have Tommy Chung, and we didn't get time zones messed up. Chief was... Oh, he's already here? You already got him. We're going to go to break, come back with him. But before I do that, John, did you get that YouTube clip? The latest one Aaron just sent you? Okay, I'm going to play that after the break. I talked to Jesse Ventura. He was coming down to town to speak with me and Willie Nelson at an anti-war / 9/11 truth event later in October. Willie invited myself. And then I said, hey, why don't we have Ventura come down? And he said, yeah. And I'll tell you more about that event in the next few days. But Jesse Ventura is almost tomorrow. And I was talking to Jesse a few days ago. He told me all this great stuff he's involved in. Let's just say this. He's not going back to Mexico. And he told me, do not tell anybody about this. So I didn't. I just said there might be some big news Wednesday on the show with Governor Ventura. Well, Time Warner put out a press release. They're going to do a TV series with him. And I know all about this TV series because I know the company that pitched it to him at True TV. Because they pitched me a year ago, year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and all the major CEOs. I had a meeting with a president, and again, I don't go out pitching TV shows, folks. I'm busy doing what I'm doing. I don't worry about it. It was going to be very grueling. They wanted me to be the producer. But it went all the way up to the top a year and a half ago, and three different networks said, we know this will get ratings, but corporate controllers, you know, at CEO level basically said no. They said that's too dangerous. And this was pitched to a bunch of people, but it's basically the same show. But I am very excited for Governor Ventura, and there's other stuff I know I can't talk about on air because he asked me not to. But then suddenly Aaron walks in here 30 minutes ago with a PR Newswire deal released by Time Warner about Jesse Ventura. And by the way, this is only the tip of the iceberg. We'll see how much he can say tomorrow. When he's on the show with us. So I'm really excited to have Tommy Chung, of course, of Cheech and Chong fame and a lot more. They're touring together after decades of not touring together. And someday we're going to get him and Cheech on together. That'll really be historical. But we're really honored to have Tommy Chung about to join us after this quick break. But tomorrow we don't just have Jesse Ventura, another huge secret guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Icon, but a pop icon and a great activist against the phony drug war. Tommy Chong is our guest for the next 27 minutes, and we are going to get Cheech on with him. That is the holy grail, these two guys together, because they just got reunited. They're on tour. We're going to tell you all about that and how I can see it when they're coming to town. I'm going to interview them behind the scenes, maybe even get them in the studio. But regardless, Tommy Chong is a great guy, and we want to get an update on all the stuff that's happening with some of the films he's involved in, some of the persecution he's gone through for his standing up against the police state, but mainly about the Cheech and Chong reunion tour, which is just fabulous. Now, before we do that, again, this just broke. I've known about it for a while. I was basically pitched this TV show without looking for it, and it was pitched to all these bigwigs. They said, we know it'll get huge ratings. Frankly, another pilot was shot for Discovery Channel, and one of the heads got axed over it. I don't want to go into a long thing, but it looks like with Ventura, it's going to happen. So I wanted to play this trailer, and I can't say any more, but I'm glad Jesse got this job. Here it is.
You're evil or you're good.
These are the stories you hear in whispered conversations.
We're both in skull and bone with the secret society.
It's so simple we can't talk about
that. One would think it wouldn't take very long for that to happen, dealing with people like this.
These are the stories that offer different explanations.
These mothers
that's been every monster you can imagine, and I do this because I believe in this country.
They are the stories that must be told. Suspicion of our politicians is not new. But the number of citizens who distrust the government today has reached an alarming new height. In New York City, nearly two-thirds of the population believes there is more to 9/11 than has been told.
I believe the title was Bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
But where can viewers turn? American Conspiracy. Our nation's preeminent conspiracy expert, radio host Alex Jones, takes us beyond the stock stories of the mainstream media. He asks the questions others won't consider.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of Kerry?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
He explores the places others only talk about.
You're beginning to sink deeper into the rabbit hole now.
He takes us through the doors others won't enter.
You can begin to imagine what we're going to discover.
All right, it goes on and on. Anyways, folks, I'm so excited. Can you imagine Jesse Ventura? Because that's what they're doing. Time Warner's announced it. He's going to be charging around investigating the New World Order. And I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there. Who knows? We'll be popping in. I could never imagine this as a kid. This is a listen, let's go to Tommy Chong. Hey, Tommy, you went public for 9/11 Truth a few months ago, I guess 6-8 months ago now on this show. It's really great to see the fact that that this movement of not trusting what Big Brother tells us is going mainstream. Tommy Chong.
Yeah, it sure is, man. You know, I watched the 9/11 was an inside job, you know, the video you did, and I was mesmerized for the hour and a half or whatever it was that it took, because it opened my eyes. I had those feelings, but I never really, you know, it never really gelled until I saw the proof. And now it, just everything makes sense, you know, because, again, and look what they're doing today, you know, attacking Wall Street. You know, they're using Wall Street as the 9/11 to get more money out of the people.
Oh, you're absolutely on target there. There's no doubt that they are orchestrating this. I mean, this is financial terrorism to say, give us, you know, complete immunity for all the Wall Street crimes, give us trillions, it's not $700 billion, or we'll have a depression and then the biggest plunge in the market ever when Congress says no and they blame it on Congress. That is amazing, Tommy.
Yeah, and the thing is, but it's like gambling. You know, what they're doing, and thank God the people aren't going for it, is that, you know, these guys have got a gambling Jones and they keep losing. And they want more money, more money. They're like a junkie that needs more heroin, you know, that and they'll never get enough. And they're trying to use that. I mean, you've seen how McCain tried to be the knight, you know, in shining armor, rescuing everything, and then
He
stuck his foot right into it when it fell on its face. And it wasn't just the Democrats that shot it down; it was the good old real conservative Republicans shot it down.
Absolutely. And you talk about a heroin head as an analogy or as an example. This is like a heroin head robbing your house, your stereo and your jewelry, except it's Ben Bernanke and Mr. Treasury Secretary Paulson and Bush that are doing.
Yeah, well, it's Bush and his cronies. It's the final insult, you know. It's goodbye. We don't care about you. You know, and like you said, you know, who was it? I think it was Michael Moore pointed out the fact that Bush is totally owned by the Saudis.
By the way, Michael Moore now is in our new film, Truth Rising, saying that he's looking at 9/11 being an inside job, and police and firemen have told him there were bombs in the building. I mean, they're going to have a big problem when Michael Moore and all these other people are starting to go public, Tommy. They're in deep trouble.
Well, I know. And the funny thing is, like, you know, I mentioned this to Cheech, you know, and Cheech is, his dad was a cop, and Cheech is straight as can be, you know, on certain things. And Cheech was very, very defensive for these guys. You know, they said, no. He just laughed it off, you know, like, oh, no, that would never happen. And he said, you know, and my son, too, Paris, he said, oh, no, you can make any film you know, say anything you want, you know, with the editing and that. And so I never said anything. I said, you know, you guys just got to watch this film. Just watch it yourself. Make up your own mind. You know, I'm not going to be trying to sell anybody anything.
What film was that that you showed them?
Yours. Yours.
Oh, really? A Terror Storm? What effect did that have on them?
Well, he hasn't seen it yet. They haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you just gave it to
him. Neither one have seen it. And so that's what I'm going to make sure Cheech sees it before he comes on the show.
Well, I know that Terror Storm, that's what I first gave Ventura 2 years ago in person in San Antonio, then led him to investigate. Then his son gave him loose change, and Ventura woke up. And that's how this is working, is person by person, you know, waking others up, and it's so exciting.
Yeah, it is. And it makes so much sense. You know, because, you know, you can see act of terrorism, you know, like in other countries, you know, but why would they pick those particular targets, you know?
Well, why would the Arabs want to bring the wrath into their country? But I mean, larger than that, what I ought to send you, you probably know about it, but I can send you the video clip of Keith Oberman reporting and Cy Hirsch of the New Yorker that Cheney just 3 months ago planned to paint up U.S. patrol boats like Iranian boats and have Navy SEALs dress up as Iranians and attack our ships in the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, that's admitted.
Well, yeah. All that hanky panky's going on, and you know, the funny thing is, Alex, is that these guys, you know, they're so short-sighted. It just boggles the mind how shallow you have to be to go to that length for what purpose? You know, it's there's some sort of insanity that it's really hard to comprehend. You know.
Well, that's what a lot of our guests have been saying, is that they, and I've interviewed people who are in the government or been in the government, and they say that that's what this current crew was known as when they were junior 20 years ago, was as the crazies.
Yeah.
And they have nicknames like the Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl, and that they do, they're risk takers, like psychopathic gamblers. They want to get caught. They want to go too far.
Yeah, well, they're like those, you know, like the Unabombers and those guys where they can't stand not being, they want the publicity, they want like serial killers, you know, they want the notoriety, they want to show people how clever they were. And if they're so clever they can't get caught, that defeats their purpose. And so they leave these signs around so that you will find out who were the nuts that perpetrated all this disaster stuff on us.
Exactly. Well, after World War II, we were a very trusting country. We began trusting our government too much. We just beaten the evil Nazis. And then the people became very gullible. But now the process of waking up to both parties and the whole system is pretty much complete. 9% approval rating for Congress. Bush has the lowest approval rating of any president ever. And 90%+ against the bailout. No matter all the fear-mongering that the bankers engage in, it looks to me like it's like somebody, you know, a cousin or something that cheats you one too many times, and you just say, I'm done with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when I was in prison, the first thing, or about the, I eventually learned, you know, that everybody's has an angle, you know, and these so-called friends would come up and be, you know, give me things and, you know, talk nice to me and know all about my family and that. And they're all con artists, and they're all slick, because everybody's got an angle. And that's what you find out, especially in the political world, you know, that they make it look like one thing, and then they turn around, you know, I mean, like they do.
The problem is,
yeah,
is that after they get caught, then they're not trusted anymore, and it's scary to say that a minority of people in government now don't have an angle, and even a minority maybe of the general public. I mean, I'm not trying to be negative. There's a lot of good people. But I've just learned what you've learned, that even common folks have angles.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just stating what they want up front. I don't understand it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I learned in jail. I mean, you find out that the people love the game. They love the game. They love this, you know, like I was in there with a security thief, you know, and he made millions and millions of dollars stealing, you know, manipulating the stock market. And while he was in there, he had another company that was, guess what, running mortgages.
So while he was in prison, he was running in mortgages.
He was into mortgages. That's what he was doing while he was doing time. And, of course, the mortgage, when the mortgage thing collapsed, of course it collapsed because that's what these guys were in for. But his thrill wasn't making the millions and millions of dollars because he was so stoned all the time that he never enjoyed his money, ever. It was the fact that he could do it.
Well, that's what my dad years ago told me. He would say, and my grandfather, too, he'd say, son, there's people that would rather steal a quarter from you than make $100 with you, honestly. They
yeah.
get a thrill out of screwing people and lying to people.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we have in power right today. You know, that's what the Republican Party is filled with these people that are enjoying the game. Like Karl Rove, for instance, you know, he gets more kick out of seeing how gullible these people are. You know, I mean,
by the way, as you know, Tommy, he's said things like that to reporters before.
Sure. Sure. I know.
Huh.
I know. Same as Abramoff. Remember when Abramoff was stealing from the Indians? He was bragging about it.
It's unbelievable. I want to get into the tour. I want to get into some of the things that have happened with you, a.k.a. Tommy Chung.
Yeah.
The government seizing the film, but that only made it bigger. I want to plug some of the stuff you're up to because we really love having you on to support everything you're doing, Tommy Chung. I mean, let's go ahead and get into that now first.
Sure.
Giving us the latest development since you were on with us a few months ago with what happened with the film you were involved with and what's happened since then with the continued persecution that you're under where Henry Paulson can steal hundreds of billions, but you're in trouble for selling pipes.
Yeah, for shipping a bong across. No, thinking about shipping a bong because a conspiracy, it was a conspiracy charge.
And again, they had to hire someone to infiltrate your group to
yeah.
secretly mail it when you on record told them not to mail it. To
That's
the
right.
Oh, my God.
That's right. No, and it's thinking. It's a thought crime. It was a thought crime of thinking of selling a paraphernalia, a bong across the state line. And there's a law. And you know who authored that law? Joseph Biden.
Unbelievable. So
Joseph
then a film
Biden
comes out about this. They don't want the film out. Tell folks what happens.
Oh, well, what happened, the film wasn't, it was in some financial trouble. And then, you know, because we couldn't get finishing money. And then Matt Stevens of UrinLuck, you know, the drug testing company that helps people pass drug tests, he stepped up and he bought half interest in the film. And so he his warehouse was stocking all the AKA Tommy Chung film when he was raided by the feds. And by the way, it was the same person, Mary Beth Buchanan, raided Matt Stevens' offices. And you know what the charge is, Alex? The charge is that because his drug testing is causing people to withhold information from the IRS because of his drug testing.
Unbelievable. I mean, they bend over.
That is their charge. And so what they did when they confiscated, of course, all his computers and, you know, it's a big drug testing ring they broke up, you know. And basically what he did was sell urine. That was his job, was selling urine to people that needed urine. And so they got the urine, and then they found the AKA Tommy Chung CDs or DVDs, and so they confiscated a bunch of them, you know. And when he asked them, and they said, you know, you get your stuff back in 4 or 5 years if you're lucky.
Well, Tommy, let's not let them stop the film getting out. The film has gotten out, and a lot of them have gone out. Tell folks how they get that, or I guess just Google AKA Tommy Chung, and it's all over the place. Or can people go to your website and get it?
Yeah, they can get it. AKA Tommy Chung is the best website to get the film. And last time we were on the Alex Jones show, we sold thousands. I mean, it was unbelievable. Matt Stevens couldn't believe it because all of a sudden he got such a rush for orders for it. And it's being sold at our tour. And we're going to be, like, you know, all over the place. You can go to CheechandChong.com or tour, CheechandChongTour.com.
Absolutely. You guys have been persecuted just massively. People need to buy the film. They need to go to the website. But also, you're some of the best comedians out there. And this is like Led Zeppelin if they do a reunion tour. You don't know if you'll see it again. You guys haven't been together. Talk about that. You've been together for a long time. You got back together. Tell us about the tour.
Well, we haven't been together for something like 27 years since we'd last been on stage together. So we got together, and it was like, you know, riding a bike. It was so simple, and we do the old classic Cheech and Chong bits, and we just have the best time. My wife Shelby opens the show, and then we have a back screen projector, and we show some of the clips from all our past stuff, and then then Cheech and I come out, and we do about an hour and a half, and it's just all the old Cheech and Chong bits. And
Tommy Chong's our guest. We've only got about 8 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to skip this break. Everybody on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening over the web for the AM and FM stations, back in just 3 minutes with the legend, Tommy Chong, and we're going to get Cheech Chong with him soon. That is going to be awesome. Man, I love this show, and I love the great people we get to have on, like Tommy Chong. God bless him. We'll be right back. Everybody else, stay with us.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
For those that were on some of the stations that carried that segment on the internet listing, we were getting into how Tommy Chong and Cheech got back together. And after he got out of jail being set up for selling pipes or thinking about selling pipes, he goes back over to Cheech's house. He just gotten to the point of what happened next. Tommy, continue.
I went over there, and I had an idea. You know, I said, why don't we put a band together, super band? And Cheech blew up. He got really mad, although it was his idea originally. He got mad. He goes, no, man. People want to see his live. They want to see comedy. You know, they don't want to see just a band.
Try to tell me how to live. I'm sorry.
And so we, so I left, you know, thinking, well, you know, we'll never get back together again. And then I emailed Cheech. I sent him an email saying that, listen, you know, it was nice seeing you, and even if we can't work together, why don't we just at least be friends, you know? And so he emailed me back, and he said, I was thinking the same thing, you know, it was nice seeing you too. And then my son, Paris, he read the emails, and he goes, well, Dad, there you go. You guys can get back together. You're friends. There's nothing wrong. He says, it's up to you, Dad. He said, Cheech wants to do it, so it's up to you. And I said, and my son said, do you want to do it? I said, yeah. And so my son just emailed Cheech back saying it was me, and because he knows that I would put some zinger in there that would blow everything. And then we got back together, and it's been just one big high ever since.
How long you been on tour? Just about a month, right?
Yeah, we've been out about a month. We've been out at least, we're getting over a month now.
Okay, well, in closing, I want to say bye to you when the show ends here in about 2 minutes off air. But in closing, Tommy Chung, plug all the websites because folks are tuning in every millisecond. People need to get the film The Government Tried to Suppress, a.k.a. Tommy Chung. Give out your personal website. Give out the tour website. Give it all out for people.
Okay, well, the a.k.a. Tommy Chung is on that website, a.k.a.tommychung.com. That's the documentary. And then I've got a TommyChung.com website, personal website, where we also are linked up to all the other ones. And there's a Cheech and Chong Tour.com that has all the tour information.
And you're coming to Austin in the next few months. I am going to be there, and I can't wait to meet you guys in person. Who knows, maybe we can get you in studio, if not, do a behind-the-scenes interview. And I hope to get you both on before that even unfolds. In closing, shifting back the last minute and a half to the really big issues that face us, where do you see this bailout going, and what would you say to the public? I mean, was that heartening for you to see Congress say no to the bailout yesterday?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, that do or die thing. You know, it's like a suicide note. You know, either give me the money or I'm going to kill myself. And then, he never killed himself.
Yeah, the market went back up today.
Yeah, and the market's doing pretty good. And then it was like, so the question is, who are we bailing out and why?
God, they act like total criminals. I mean, this is classic.
Yeah, why do we need to bail them out? And where's the money going to go? Where's it coming from? And what are we going to get in return? And what's the collateral? You know, I mean, give us
Congressman
something.
Ron Paul on this show called for Paulson and Bernanke and all of their arrests, and they need to be arrested. They've committed. I mean, talk about conflict of interest. We've got Henry Paulson still running part of the big brokerage house he was part of, Goldman Sachs, and then he's giving money to his own company.
And do you hear why they come up with that number?
No, I mean, they just...
You know what it was? They needed a big number, so a trillion would look too big, so they said they settled on $750 billion.
That's right, they did say that.
They got no basis of why they would need that much money.
Okay, Tommy, I'm going to say bye to you here right when the show ends. For everybody else, retransmission on the Internet starts now on the streams. Had a bunch of big guests on today. Infowars.com, big announcements at the start of the show. Go for the restream, Infowars.com. Bye, con Dios. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.